kulandani insizwa mina.
Hey, look who just arrived.
Look who just arrived. Just in time.
So,
I'm good.
I know you.
I know you too.
Shit, you famous, ain't you?
Nah, you famous.
He's like huffing and puffing. He's like late. A friend. He's like, yo.
Fashionably.
Sure, like.
Yo. Rams. What's good? It's cold again. What's happening? Are we late?
Yes.
Are we recording?
Yes. Yeah.
Where's Warwick?
You African timing.
Oh shit, what's good? Welcome to the Women in Tech Show. Where's my camera? There's my camera.
Oh man.
He's even sitting in the wrong chair. Like,
I thought we were like.
No, you guys are late.
Really?
Yes.
That is so cool. Let me go sit on the other chair.
Thank you. And you can take over your show now.
Yeah?
You can take over your show.
Oh man. We're going to restart this. Well, not really restart it, but...
No, you're welcome. I mean, all I was doing was making sure that the chair stays warm, you know?
Where's Warwick? And are we really recording?
Yes! Yeah.
This is so cool.
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm good, bro. How you doing?
Welcome to the late show. This is the late night show brought to you by me and the guy who's not here.
Yeah.
And Women in Tech. This is pretty dope and pretty awkward, but what's up, dog? Uno Rams is in the building, superstar, legend. What else can I call you?
Grammy Award winning.
Huh?
Grammy Award winning.
Grammy Award winning musician. But I never want to limit anyone.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, aren't
you're creative. Just you are. You're also in fashion.
Add one more. Software engineer?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Hey.
I was going to let him talk. I was let him let him do his thing.
Oh, sorry, I was just getting used to this
mic. Better when someone says it for you. You know?
Uh-huh. Like,
yeah.
Talk your shit, player.
Yeah.
So you can do that. All right. Bro, where were you guys? Where did you guys start?
No, I had already jumped the gun going to his latest collaboration. So you can start wherever.
No, man.
You can start from the beginning.
There's foreplay before you get into the...
Oh, damn.
This is a wild show. Yeah, no.
Oh, this is a wild show.
What did I walk into?
Oh, yeah. This is a wild show.
No, this is why PH, you're here now to do the things right.
Yeah, man. So I've known you since, what, 2018, 19?
Yeah. No, it's been time, man.
Yeah. I heard you on a CD.
Hectic.
Didn't you hand coffee a CD?
No, it
was a CD, bro.
No,
it was a USB.
I mean, I would know because I was there with it.
No, man. What did you hand him? A USB?
No. We were. No, he was booked for a show. I was playing at Invenda. Yeah.
Yes.
And the guy that was escorting him to the venue,
driving him to the show.
Yes, he played some of my songs
on a CD.
On a USB.
On a CD, dog,
bro. Maybe coffee came and tell you a different story.
Okay, maybe that was
CD. I didn't know about a CD.
No, I remember. I think I just signed to Solistic or somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And he was just raving about this, like, youngin, this different sound that he's like, yo, this is not my usual thing, but this is about to be my thing. You
crazy.
Know, you were messing with like a slower BPM.
Yeah.
Our camera cut. Oh, but it's all good. you were messing around with like a slower BPM, and I just remember him coming back from the show and just like going ham about this kid. And I don't think if he butchered your name. I think, yeah, he butchered your name, or he couldn't, I don't even say Una Rams, or it was just like Rams or whatever.
He usually said like Unari.
Yeah. And so I was like, okay, cool. And then I don't remember him giving me this stuff, but he was like, yo, man, I need you to meet this youngin.
Yeah.
And then you signed to Solistic, yeah?
Yes, we ended up doing a JV.
Yeah. So this is what, 2018?
Like, yeah, around that time.
Around 2018. And now we can talk about...
All the other fun
stuff. All the other fun stuff.
Even me, I have a story with how I know Uno, and we started there as well.
Okay.
There was a bit of foreplay. I know what I'm doing.
Talk your shit. Talk
come on now.
Talk your shit.
I just got excited that, like, you know, he's international now.
Yeah, we'll get into the international part, but I think I always want to paint the picture of, like, how you got there.
Mm-hmm.
Just give us a background, and obviously you mentioned Venda, like, you were born and bred that side. What's your story? Yeah, just run us through.
So I am born into this family with six kids.
Damn, Pops was busy. Pops was on fire.
Pull out for who? But Snap. It's a very loving family, two really supportive parents, and grew up in the church.
Nice.
And that's where I fell in love with music, because used for worship. The chords were just so beautiful. And you see literally like people get moved to the point of crying. It was just like, damn.
Oh.
For me, it became about that feeling.
Okay.
You know? And
was your pops anyone a singer in the family? Or?
No. Like mom could sing like a little bit.
Okay.
My uncles were more so in the gospel scene.
Okay.
Making music there. Okay. Yeah. But my older brother is who I actually saw write a song for the first time.
Fresh.
Because he would sit down, you know, record on cassettes.
Fresh.
Back in the day. And eventually we get a computer.
Mm-hmm.
We load up EJ, the demo. That's FL before FL.
Before Fruit Loops. Yeah.
And you literally have to sit there and finish your beat. And export it. Otherwise, you couldn't save it. Yeah.
You pimping at it. Yeah.
So I started off making some house beats, and I had a best friend back then who really loved house music. Okay. So I played them for him.
Sure.
When my older brother went to high school, he'd come back every Friday, and I'd just it used to be my show. And so when he came back, I'd be like, yo, Dundee, check this out.
Sure.
Type thing. And go on there, and I left making beats for dancing.
Okay.
With a whole lot of my friends.
I don't feel bad because I used to be a dancer.
You used to dance,
I used to break dance.
What?
I used to. Guys, didn't know this.
I would never have guessed.
No, just don't. Hey, don't see the party.
No, it's your demeanor and
I used to. So how the DJing started.
Yeah.
I was in a dance crew, right?
Yeah.
And our DJ, I've mentioned this story quite a couple of times, but our DJ Damage.
Sure.
So there's a few times where we would, if we had it was called Interact, you know, it's just different societies in high school do exhibitions, wada wada.
Yeah.
So sometimes he wouldn't be available. He would either have extra maths lessons or whatever. So the equipment would be there. So then I would be like, yo, okay, you press this button, you press this button to mix this song. So that's how I started DJ. It learned how to DJ, but I was I was popping and locking. I was.
That is so
rad. At one point.
Hey, age. No. I never cropped. No,
no. I'm asking.
I did not.
You did not crump. I was crumping.
So shout out
to
Des. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah. So it was a lot of that, and I think around grade 8.
Sure.
Is where I record my first proper song.
What year is this? Grade 8.
2000.
I'm also trying to think your age.
9?
Okay.
I think.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's
sure,
around there.
Sure.
But anyways, put it up online and it gets there was still data file host days.
Sure.
Gets 1,000 downloads on the first night.
Those are some healthy numbers.
So excited. Yeah. I show my parents and I'm like, yo, look at what's happening.
Sure.
They're like, yo, okay, it looks like you're actually doing something,
okay.
You know? And they were like, they'll support me, but they're worried about my schooling and whatnot, my education. So I was just like, no, give me a chance. Let me prove myself.
Mm-hmm.
If I can balance both, then, you know, we'll be good.
Sure.
So we carry on like that. The marks are good. The music's good.
Mm-hmm.
The dancing's good.
What genre? Still house or?
More hip hop.
Okay.
A lot.
Okay.
Yeah. I was rapping back in the day.
Okay.
But yeah. Fast forward towards matric first year, I meet CT, who's
producer,
friends with, super producer.
Yeah.
Friends with Dundee at the time because we were going to the same school, Mindy. And off of meeting, Dundee was just like, yo, it's my young brother, you know, he raps.
Mm-hmm.
You guys should make something one time. CT was like, yo, if ever you need to record, hit me.
Sure.
Cool. Fast forward a year later. I'm in Hatfield now, studying at Pretoria, UP.
Yeah.
And I hit CT up like, yo.
Thank God you made it out. Thank God you made it out.
Bro, I was top 30 academically.
Okay, talk your shit, player.
So we're there. I'm so tired, yo.
Hmm.
We're there and I hit CT up. I'm like, yo, I'm out here.
Sure.
Can we actually record? Is this office still standing? He's like, yeah, come through.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the first time I went out to his, I had 10 rand left to my name.
Ish. Ish.
I used it to get on a taxi,
mm-hmm.
went over there. We made the song called All Out.
Okay.
And this is before trap was trap.
Yeah.
And it was a vibe, you know?
Sure.
And I remember like having to hit up my dad on some, yo, please just send me some money so you I can get back. Coins. Yeah, I can get back to Riz.
Yeah.
And he did. And I just like, I was super excited, like hearing my voice on a professional record for the first time. It sounded so exciting. Started getting gigs like end of that year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we worked on a lot more records, and that's where Nobody came from.
Oh, yes, yes,
I eventually, like, come across Doo-Wap's tweet.
Yes.
And she's like, yo, here's my email. I'm at YFM doing this show. And I'm just like, yo, let me take a chance. I send a whole bunch of songs.
Mm-hmm.
And she picks that one, playlists it. And, yeah, that was my breakout single.
Nice. I mean, I like I said, my first reference to you was... you know, with Coffee.
Mm.
But then literally from there, like, I don't say your star just like shot up, because you still had to put in some groundwork before them features where we at today. okay, you're now signed to Solistic. Paint the picture. To the parents, what does this mean to them? To you, what does this mean to you? You know, signing with obviously one of the biggest stars in the world.
Yeah.
And his star is just developing as well, like getting bigger and bigger. Mm. To some point, obviously, you know, you become associated with the Grammys. Just what does that mean to your parents at that time, you know, to sign to an artist like Black Coffee?
Mad, yo. Like, I mean, my parents don't really listen to a lot of like circular music.
Sure.
But they know Black Coffee.
Sure.
You know what I mean? So it was a big moment, like, in the household.
Got you.
But to my mom, I think it was very scary, because I remember she just called me and she was just like, Wananga, don't do drugs. I'm just like, mom. I'm just like, yo, mom, like, you know?
Sure.
But like, shit, they were very excited about like everything.
Okay.
For me personally, it was just like, there's more access to things.
Yes.
Like, you know, it put a chip on my shoulder, because it was just like, yo, like, this is only showing me signs of the fact that things are possible.
Sure.
But I didn't feel like I was there yet. There was still like a lot of grafting to do.
I think a whole lot of artists struggle with, I'm not there yet. You know, you always have this picture of like, yo, I'm good. I'm mad good.
Yeah.
I'm amazing at what I do.
Yeah.
But to the next person where you are, it's like, yo, nigga, you made it, you know?
Yeah.
But where you are as an artist, like, yo, this is not even the starting point. This is like, I'm still putting on my boots. I'm about to get onto the field. And I think that's always sometimes something that holds back artists, you know, whether it's a form of creating music, because you're like, ah, I can, and it speaks to like trying to better songs, you know, like instead of what you already have is probably like an amazing song, and you always want to better and better. Isn't that, don't you find that as like a major stumbling block in being, I don't, how do I put it? It's like a stumbling block to being an artist. Do you get what I'm trying to say? Like, for me, it's just like,
looking at her face,
she's like, yo, what this nigga talking about? No, man. I just think, you know, as an artist, like, you put in so much love into your stuff that by the time the product is had meant to have gone out, you either miss the wave or you miss the opportunity that could have been like, that could have been the hit, or you've put in so much work into this, or so much effort into this thing that, yeah, by the time you release the music, it just doesn't make sense. Have you struggled with that for a long time?
I think I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Let me start by saying this. Like, even when the Grammy thing happened, right? Like, it was crazy. Felt like a dream.
Sure.
But became a bit difficult for me to like celebrate completely.
Okay.
You know, because it's like, how do I put this? That's Coffee's Grammy.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? It's not like I'm credited for it. I'm part of it. And it was a big moment.
Yeah.
But I still want mine.
Yeah, I get that.
You know what I'm saying? But that becomes like a sign yet again to say, yo, we're moving in the right path.
Sure.
But to speak on what you're saying, like, there's this project we're working on now. It's called The Wedding Pack.
Sure.
And a couple of the songs I made around 2017.
Mm.
It's been some time, right? Sure. And I've spent time with some of these songs.
Sure.
And literally yesterday, we're trying to work on one of them. And I said, I don't know if this one's going to make it. Just because we weren't feeling like where it was at that point.
Yeah.
So it's like having to breathe new life into things. But I'm a person that really believes in like divine timing.
Sure.
So it's delay, not denial. So,
sure. Okay. Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Like even with things like that, like a song that I've sat with, I don't feel like I would have missed the wave anywhere.
Okay.
It's more like it'll happen when it's meant to happen.
Okay. I want to speak. Obviously, we're still touching on music. Like yeah. For me, I've heard you in different sounds.
Yeah.
What is... I don't want to say current sound. What influences are you drawing from? What kind of sound are you making now? Mm. If someone didn't know Uno Rams before this interview, like...
Sheesh.
Right?
What would they have to listen
to? Where you been? Yeah, but what? Name four songs that kind of describe... Four, I'd say three songs that describe...
My sound.
Yeah.
It's eclectic, man. Like...
Sure.
We're making gumbo, okay, you know, like okay. You throw everything in the pot. It.
Yeah.
Because
even your latest feature.
Yeah. It's unlike anything else I've done.
Yes, unlike anything.
But we've been having fun. Like, oof, where do we go? One, I feel like Next to Me embodies a lot of the R&B.
Okay.
And soul touch.
That's the one with Langa Mavuso, right?
That's the one with Langa,
yeah. Fire.
I draw a blank when it comes to like doing top fours or...
No, just like, I don't want to say your favorites, but just like, okay, if that sits in the R&B bucket, you know,
Then we can go, we could probably do Girls Like You.
Yeah.
For like the Afro B, you know.
Wasn't that like your breakup song or something like that?
Break out or break up?
No, break up.
Hey, bago heady lim fala.
Yeah, that's a yeah, that's a Aish. Yeah, no.
Hey, management is sitting there like, ah,
yo. Yeah, I'm right, right?
You are right. Yeah, okay. Shame, but that song was inspired by a homie story.
It wasn't inspired.
It was,
it wasn't inspired.
It God, from... I know.
No. For real, though. Like, a homie told me a story of his.
It's
like,
okay.
The homie is Uno Rams.
I just don't want to put him on blast.
Yeah.
No. But he was telling me a story about how he actually like got cheated on. He found out.
Aish.
So I was like, damn. People change, but girls like you? Because I knew that girl.
Really?
And she was trouble, yeah. But anyways.
Yeah. Talk your shit, player.
But
she was trouble. Yeah.
That song became therapeutic for me when I went through my own thing.
Okay.
You know?
It was a soft landing for you.
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, Shumpana. That gender that will rock you.
That gender will rock you.
And I'm not going to lie. Some of my best work has come from heartache.
You know the saying, after God,
fear woman.
It's you, fear Xhosa men. What are you? Xhosa. Thank you.
Anyways. this mic of yours. This mic of yours. Hey. So she just recently got her mic.
I see.
In the
like
show.
My favorite toy now.
Now she's like, hey, you know?
Doing
hey. Well, I have to silence you. I'm joking. I'm joking. And then one more song. I think obviously, okay, so Girls Like You's
we got Afro, we got R&B. We'll do Flavor for the House.
Mm-hmm.
There's more though. I've been working on like some alternative rock sounding sounds.
Okay. Jeez.
Yeah. We just made one yesterday that I'm super excited about.
And I mean, look, I've always thought like Uno Rams is not a South African product.
Hectic.
No, I don't think you belong here. Sorry.
You're not the first person to say this.
Yeah, I don't think you belong. From back when I heard you, I was like, yo, it's going far, you know? Do you struggle connecting with the South African market in terms of there's a difference between making music and then obviously performing music and relatability?
Yeah.
Do you think you struggle with that stuff in South Africa or do you find yourself seeking to perform in Europe where it might be easily accepted, your sound?
I hear you. I think for me, it's like what you said, you're going far, right?
Yeah.
Going far means you're going to walk a journey.
Yeah.
And it takes time. And it feels like, especially with the South African market, there's a lot of like educating you have to do.
Sure.
So for me, it's like just been about finding my tribe.
Okay.
And I guess that means I am niche.
Yeah.
Out here, but you know, it's beautiful to build with those people.
Sure.
And over time, like I have been seeing that grow.
Okay.
And for me, it's more like, I'm going to continue doing what I love.
Mm-hmm.
and let that speak, and whatever opportunities come up from it, will. But yes, I've always spoken about exporting the sound.
Sure.
And I love that South Africa is at a place now where it's like being spotlighted, you know?
Yeah, big
and
time.
And the whole world is watching. I feel like I get super excited to see all the other artists doing their
booming thing.
And I feel like it just continues to highlight the fact that there's something special happening here.
Yeah.
We're spoiled for choice, man, with talent.
So I was traveling recently. Mm-hmm. I've been traveling, and I think these guys hate me because I missed the shows.
Because
he never takes us with, that's why.
Damn.
Sorry. Budget. You must ask management to increase the budget there. But, you know, I think just speaking on obviously exporting the sound and the spotlight on South African artists, what we see on this side is just like the piano, you know, interest from the rest of the world. I remember I was in Monaco and I was hearing a ton of Qom.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I heard a remix of, obviously, Jerusalem is still one of the biggest songs, you know? But I heard a couple of variations. You know, there was an Afrotech version of it. There's obviously the original. Then coming back to South Africa, would you do a piano song for that market, or
why do you say it like
I think some artists are just like, I like the genre, but I wouldn't participate in the genre.
Now I feel like
I don't know why guys do that, because it's a South African sound.
It is South African.
Yeah,
I make music.
I like that.
It can be piano.
Yeah.
Like, if anything, what the legacy I'm trying to build is a generational artist.
Nice.
That can truly, like, float on anything.
Sure.
Like a pop star.
Sure.
In fact.
Sure.
Like,
yeah.
So, yeah, that's why we'll experiment with different sounds. But, like, the piano I'm more into making is more like the soulful.
Okay.
Private school. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Konji, you did a... Do a song with Momo, no.
I haven't yet. That's on my wish list.
Oh, why did I think you have a song with Momo?
That's nice. That means the universe is conspiring.
I guess because you sit on that sound.
Yeah.
And I think you guys are both musical geniuses. Yeah. Ooh. I need my royalty. I'm gonna need my 10%. I'm gonna need my 10% when that song happens. I'm gonna call Momo and I'm gonna make sure.
Shout out.
Yeah. Okay, for me, it's just like I was saying, when we're talking about exporting the world, let's talk about now your current, your new collab.
Yeah.
How did that come about? Well, management? did they hit you up? Did you, how did that, was it the record label? How did that come about?
Record label?
Okay. Cool.
Nah, that was me. There's no record label.
Oh. That's what I was asking.
We
was asking. Yeah, yeah.
But, no, man, I was telling Miss Tech.
Woman in Tech.
The story.
Woman, yeah.
Essentially, we got a DM from a homie, Ero Maniello.
Oh, yeah. I know Ero.
Shout out, homie.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I normally don't check my DMs, so.
That's a good thing. That's a good thing. Bad things happen. Bad things happen in the DMs.
But yeah, my manager and brother like monitors or takes care of the accounts, right?
Sure.
So he comes across it, checks it out, and Eric's saying, "Yo, got this thing I'm working on. Slide through a contact." We did. Sent through an email. He's like, "Yo, working on this project with Idris." At this point, we're thinking, he's just name dropping. You know?
Sure.
So we're just like, we'll get to it, because we had been like working on a bunch of stuff.
Okay.
So yeah, a couple of weeks go by, he even like sends a follow-up email. He's like, "Man,
what's happening
with this song?"
Sure.
And he's like, "Okay, maybe we do have to get to this."
Sure.
And on this fateful day, we were meant to have a studio session with someone else. I forgot who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't pitch, and usually if that's the situation, we just use it as a songwriting session.
Sure.
So it's just me and my brother Matt in the studio. He's like, "Yo, why don't we work on this one?"
Mm-hmm.
Load it up, and we start writing together. He's even like doing vocals with me when we do the the group thing.
Sure.
We have that idea, send it out. Some days pass by. We have another session with 808X, super talented producer.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And we're working on something for his project. Super late. Everyone's about to go home.
Ish.
And I'm just like, "Bro, I need to submit something, so can you record this real quick?" And he's like, ah, don't worry, I got you.
Sure.
So we spent the time to do that, got the vocals, he quickly mixed them, sent them out. And the weeks past that, we're just like, was that thing really for Idris? Like, what's going to happen with it, you know? And I remember, like, feedback, you know,
the feedback,
when you're on your journey, right? Because you're the one driving, you forget how fast you're going. Or you get used to the speed.
Yeah, yeah.
And everything just feels like difficult because you're doing it on a daily.
Sure, sure.
So I reached a point where, admittedly so, like, I was at a low point. So I said a prayer, man. I said, God, like, please show
me
a sign.
Make something happen.
Please show me a sign.
Yeah.
And I kid you not, the next day.
Nice.
For some reason, I checked my DMs. Idris Elba's there.
Oh, wait, why are we operating in DMs when that man can just WhatsApp you? What's going on? Why can't Eric just WhatsApp you? Here I am.
Hey, man, but yeah, I checked my DMs and Idris, like, sent a message to me.
Oh, Idris,
like,
himself. Hey. My bad.
He's like, bro, nice. Deeper is such a crazy tune. Nice. Thank you so much.
Nice.
And I'm geeking, bro. I went around the house like screaming. I won't lie. I was like, what? But it was funny at the same time because in the song I say Huko Diva. Right, which is Venda for like it's a fun time.
Okay.
And obviously because of the language barrier, he heard go deeper. So that's why the song is called Go Deeper.
Okay.
But yeah, man, when that happened, I was just like, this is my sign. And I held on to that feeling. And through the like next couple of weeks, we're trying to put some things together. They hadn't said anything about release or anything. Okay. But
this was this year,
That's this year, yeah.
Okay, like nice.
2 or so months ago.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Oh, wait, I saw. Did I see the visuals now, right?
Yeah. We dropped today,
I mean, I'm just saying, I think in the week I saw the promo.
Oh, yeah.
Promo. When did you guys shoot that?
Last weekend.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
Where?
In Newtown.
Okay.
Carfax.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. He's not in the video.
He's not in this video.
So what, 2 separate sets, I'm assuming?
Very much. Okay. I mean, we're still gonna see like what else to do with the tune.
Okay.
I'm hoping I'm gonna need to get my visa.
Please.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what I say to the whole team.
Yeah.
We're like, yo, aren't you taking me? Where's your visa?
Where's
your visa? Huh?
I can organize.
Where's your visa? You see?
Aiko. Hey, please.
Okay.
I just need a date. Okay.
I got you. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Nice, man. I'm a pro. Like, I think the journey, I never want to stop and say full circle. I think this is a pit stop to where you're going.
Yeah.
You know? I think this is one of the many stops that you're gonna have in terms of releases. What do we expect to, do you wanna say something?
Yes, yeah? I actually have a question, right? Mm-hmm. With all the success that you've gained in the music industry, I do know you have a full-time job as well. Mm-hmm. How do you balance that?
The blackmail of Hannah Montana.
Dang.
But like, no, it's such a trip, man, because even when the Grammy thing happened, right, that just came out of nowhere. I didn't have leave.
Sure.
So now it's like you feel this euphoric like sensation. And then you have to go back on the team.
Ah, management didn't even say.
It's so my last email.
It's so crazy.
And your signature should be Grammy Award winning. Come on.
But yeah, it's been managing like feeling like I'm living two lives, you know? And it's a beautiful escape. And I feel like it's been something that's also helped me keep grounded.
Okay. Okay.
And disciplined. Because when days were quiet, I still had like
a job.
Yeah. Something going on.
Actually, being an artist is tough, brother.
It's crazy.
Like, especially when it's like, from an economic standpoint, where it's like your product is not making you money yet.
Mm.
You know, it's hard when you're by yourself, you know.
Yeah.
This is where the stories of sleeping on someone's couch comes in. You know, sleeping on someone's couch, big borrowing. I'm not trying to say stealing, but big, you know, begging and borrowing. But I think the privilege or the luck or the whatever you want to call it of having a job or the security of having a job is something that, you know, I think, especially in this country, you should count yourself lucky to have, you know. But like, yeah, I guess extending that question of how do you balance, is there, okay, from 9 till 5, you know, I'm at work and then studio time is afterwards or?
Yeah, like,
Or do you have the pleasure of working from home sometimes?
I do have the pleasure of working from home. So it's a nice little cocktail of let's make Una's life makes sense.
Okay.
But from a young age, even when I was still in school, I quickly understood that there were things I had to do and things I wanted to do. Okay. Right. So school, nice. For instance, had to come first. And sure. if it was homework or assignments, they needed to be done.
Sure.
But after that, what I deem free time then sure. can be assigned to things I want to do.
Okay.
And my pursuit of music has, you know, been allocated a lot of that time.
Okay.
So even today, like with work, I'll go and diligently do what I have to do.
Nice.
But
are we not traveling into work, school, work time right now?
We are a little bit.
Hey,
but I have like flexi hours too, right?
So, sure.
I can extend my work hours as long
gotcha.
As like I like complete what I'm contractually obligated to do.
Got you.
But yeah, like your free time, don't just use that on Netflix.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
Go and do something that like.
I feel bad because I passed out on the couch watching Netflix last night. My bad.
Clearly overslept.
And yeah, nah. I want to speak on your support structure. You've got mm-hmm. obviously your brother here.
Mm-hmm.
How does your team look like? In terms of, is it just your brother, you know, that handles management, or is it bookings, you know, or is it a family thing where, you know, PR is somewhere here, you know, it's seldom that black people keep the money
right in the family,
you know? So shout out to you putting in the hours. Yeah. How does your support structure look like, from, artist perspective? And then obviously you mentioned that your family is supportive, so I just want to see how you from a business side, how does that look like?
Yeah, right now it's just myself and Matt.
Okay.
I think we've been super fortunate to have like friends within the industry who are super talented themselves to help us execute a lot of the ideas we've had. But yeah, we are working on building
you,
the team. Sorry,
he doesn't bully you. He doesn't bully you. It's a safe space.
I'm his older brother. Like, how are you gonna bully me?
Hey, my brother. It's a safe space. I'm just saying.
Shame. He does push me though. I'll say that because there's times I don't feel like doing certain things.
Sure.
And it's great to have like that voice of reason.
Nice.
And someone to like be a coach of sorts. Yeah, it's nice not to walk the journey alone.
Alone, yeah.
Because it's like there's certain days, man. There's certain days.
That stuff is tough, bro. I think when you're rolling solo, it's like. You have this idea. The next person you want to call may not relate.
Yeah,
you know, to what you want to do, or doesn't have an understanding from an artistry perspective. So, again, count yourself lucky, bro. To have a soundboard that is family first, and then obviously that understands your business. Skip back into the music.
Mm-hmm.
What are we working on right now? Who's on the feature list? The songs from 2017, why are they not mixed and mastered and ready to be submitted?
Ah, man, it's been a crazy journey with the music itself.
Sure.
And I think I had to find myself in a certain regard.
Don't get me wrong when I say this.
Yeah.
You had some downtime, some quiet time.
Yeah.
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 For, I don't know, what, a year or two?
A year or something. Yeah. And that's after like a traumatic incident happened.
Okay. She cheated on you, didn't she?
It wasn't a girl.
Oh, okay.
It was actually a mugging.
Which took your laptop.
Could have been a carjacking also.
Sheesh.
Yeah. So it was a dark period. You know, I felt like I lost a bit of my color. So I needed that time for me.
Okay. Damn, sorry. Do you want to talk about it? No.
It's okay. Like,
what happened? What happened?
Snap. Never actually spoken about this, like, out in public. But I was seeing this girl.
I knew it.
PH, let's not do that. Let's
she set you up, dog.
She set you up.
Please.
No, she did it.
Please. Continue.
But yeah, I'm seeing this girl and she was going through it because her grand was sick. Didn't think she was going to make it.
Okay. Now I feel bad.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to just keep quiet for a little bit just so it sinks in. Yeah. Anyways, I'm like, let me cheer you up a little bit. Let's, you know, go stargaze the hilltop.
Sure.
Thinking like it's the movies, but this is South Africa, like, bro. So we go to this hilltop. We're looking at the stars and this, like, skyline of the city. It's cute. It's romantic. No lie.
Is this Northcliff?
This is still in Pretoria. I forgot what that cliff is called.
There by that, isn't it the monument? No, not by that... as you enter Pretoria.
Yeah, that side.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. So we're up there and No, I see a car drive up and I have this gut feeling. For some reason, I ignore it, you know?
Sure.
And before you know it, I'm hearing like the ruffling footsteps from the bushes.
Yeah.
So I peep and there's this guy running towards us. And I'm like, think fast. I run over to the passenger door. I don't know why I did that. Mm. Passenger door to get inside. So I'd get inside and she'd follow me. Mm-hmm. And I'd be able to lock from the inside. But by the time I got to the driver's seat door, that guy was already like inside, fighting with me to open. So we're doing that. I'm trying to like push him off or kick him off. And yo, I'm not successful. Other guy comes through with pepper spray.
Hey.
So now there's three of them. Other one's holding like a panga. And I'm just like, yo, all right, it's cool. Take whatever you need to take, you know?
Yeah.
Just leave us and let us be. So cool. They drag us outside. They start kicking me.
No, man.
Pulling her to the side. And yeah, they're just like telling us all sorts of things.
Sure.
For some reason, right there and then, I was just like feeling compassion for them. It's weird. But I was just like, damn, like,
I mean, I get you. Sounds like a movie thing. Yeah. But I get you. Yeah.
And I was just like, as long as like we're safe.
We're safe, yeah.
They're just like, yo, we just want white people. What are you guys doing here? I'm just like, damn,
really?
Bro.
Really?
It's kind of funny, but also kind of scary. I don't know what's going to happen.
Sure. And then, at least they were nice robbers.
Yeah. Oh, they were kicking him, dude.
I mean, they justified saying, I don't really want to do this to you.
Yeah. But I have to,
because you're here now.
Yeah, man. And
damn, okay. Cool. What did they take?
They took, what was there? They took off our sneakers. They took jackets.
Sure.
Luckily, I'd like unpacked my laptop. So
nice. Okay.
At least that wasn't taken.
Not a lot of valuables. I think the experience was traumatic more than anything else about losing stuff.
True.
Okay. Damn.
So yeah, I found out something had happened to the girl too.
Nothing bad happened.
Bad. So, spent the rest of the night like dealing with police who is so desensitized to everything.
Yeah.
You know, because they see that on the regular.
Sure.
And just struggled to sleep. And
I can imagine.
Yeah.
Damn.
So after that, in
that period, there's no writing, there's no nothing, there's no nothing to do with music.
The first like couple of weeks.
Yeah.
The first week or so, I don't even want to go outside.
You locked yourself in the room.
Yeah.
Understandably so.
And after that, like music's always been therapy for me.
Sure.
So I was just creating.
Okay.
But like it created this like, how do I put this? Like codependency in the relationship.
Okay.
Because we were really trauma bonding.
Aish.
Like,
aish.
Yeah.
Dangerously.
So now,
I think it's an extremely dangerous person.
For real. Because now, like, when I want to create, right?
Sure.
Which means spending less time with this person.
Sure.
And I'm trying to communicate, like, the best way.
Sure.
She feels like I'm pushing her away.
Sure.
And that became the relationship's demise.
Aish.
So you guys are no longer together.
No, we haven't been together for a while. But yeah.
Look on your brother's face is like,
but I'm glad. Like,
got that nigga to work now. Yeah.
No. I'm in a happy relationship now. Like, that was years ago. You know, but I was just saying, like,
time, you move on fast.
No, that was a quick one. Took my time. You know, did some therapy.
Okay.
Got back to me.
Let's talk about now. Like, where we at now with the music? Mm-hmm. Are there any surprise features or the features you can talk about? Is it just you? What's the sound? Release date management? Where we at?
Snap, I'm aiming for this wedding pack later in the year.
Okay.
It's about to be wedding season.
Okay.
And I've always wanted to make music that speaks or at least grows with my audience.
Nice.
You know, and a lot of the homies are getting married. I've gotten like 4 wedding invites.
Dope.
In the past month.
Dope.
So yeah, like I've always just wanted to make soundtracks to life.
When someone says they want to make wedding music, that's a powerful strategy because those songs become everlasting in this country. Mm-hmm. Like as a DJ, I've got a folder that says wedding music, and that's music stretching from the early 80s, 90s. Yeah, because those are the songs you do a step to, you know?
Yeah.
They in any household, you can play that song and it's relatable across age groups. You know, so I like that. Facts. Are you going to sample older sounds or?
We're nearing the end of. Oh snap! There's this one song that samples a song by the legendary Colbert Mokwebo.
Okay.
Who's legend in his own right, Dr. Colbert Mokwebo.
Sure.
Back home, grew up to a lot of his songs.
Okay. Okay.
And yeah, it's an honor to like, you know. Let the song carry on and be passed on to the next generation too.
Is it an EP or a full-on album?
It's a project. I'm not sure. Okay. It's an LP at this point.
You still have to let go of some songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See what's going on.
I mean, yeah, with you know, music consumption nowadays is so fast, first and foremost. It's so fast. Like you can either, I don't want to say hit and miss, but if you give me more than four songs to listen to, it's like, yo, that's a lot, which is odd for me because four songs is like
we're just getting started.
Yeah, we're just getting started, you know, and it's so tough to navigate as an artist where I see a lot of guys just releasing singles instead of like a body of work.
Yeah,
you know, is that the intention or do you want to test the waters first with like maybe one or two singles before?
No, I feel like my strategy is gonna move towards like releasing music. Like YouTubers release videos.
Okay. Okay.
And that's like more constantly being there,
sure.
Which is shorter bodies of work.
Sure.
So I can still build my universe.
Uh-huh.
But I want to really express myself like in different ways. So we did a short film for the song I Like You.
Sure.
It's called Wendell's Palace along with the homies Jack and Monday.
Okay.
And I really step into character. I'm this like nerd and like a wig and, you know, it's like...
Sure.
It's trippy. It's like, what's this? What's that? Oracle. Yeah. He's like
Oracle.
The best reference I could use. Yeah. So we want to expand more in like universes and tell a story that way, you know? I feel like it also allows us to become a platform to highlight different types of talent.
You know, like, where the game is at right now, and I think where music consumption is at right now, I don't feel there's space for artistry and what you're saying to me is like pure artistry, a short film, you know, you're speaking to the opposite of what people consume short, you know, when I say yes, a short film is obviously a lengthy bit of time versus you lose people's attention spans after like a minute and a half or something, you know. Guys are now doing visualizers instead of music videos.
Facts.
No one's putting money into the art nowadays.
Yeah.
It's like, yo, how do we get the song that's going to get us onto the cover of this playlist, that's going to get us on, you know, into these rooms or whatever it is, just for the sake of, it's like you're working on a framework more than working on the artistry. Does that not deter you or does it not affect how you look at how you approach music as an artist? No?
Interesting. Like, I saw this really cool TikTok, I guess.
Sure.
And someone was like, I'm tired of people making real music. I want real music. You know? And it's like...
Oh, real music.
Yeah, you feel me? And for me, it's like I said, generational artist is what I am.
Sure.
And so I'm making songs that I want to be passed on from generation to generation. So the artistry there... should be there, and I really care about this, you know. And with songs that could have been made in 2017, I need to make ways for me to fall back in love with some of them. And it makes it a lot more exciting to have many other things attached to it. It's more than just a song.
That's tough.
I know.
That's tough. Because, I mean, the businessman in me says, hey, you're wasting our budget. You know, as like if you sit there and we're thinking, how do we get Una Ram's top of mind? We got to make a dance challenge. You don't look like a dance challenge kind of guy.
I'd probably have someone else do the dance challenge.
Yeah. You know, it's like we have to get Una Ram to do a dance challenge, make the reels, you know, the TikToks, the cheesy stuff, you know. And again, it's the total opposite of artistry. You're special.
Like,
yeah,
what's this? Elon Musk speaks on like first principles thinking.
Okay.
And that's essentially looking at like whatever exists, no matter how complex it is, yes. and breaking it down to like its simplest form.
Sure.
And for me, it's like, it might not be a dance challenge, it might be a short film, yeah, but we can still figure out how to take it from costing us 200K, so okay. maybe bringing it down to 20 and still executing.
Sure.
In a way, there will be a compromise there and there.
I got you.
But I feel like the more you build on that like type of mentality,
okay,
you can really like scale it.
His name is Uno Rams. And that guy is super late. Like, what's the point? Like, do you want to come and wrap up the show?
Yeah, he can. Eh?
Do you really want to come and wrap up the show?
Una. Good job, good boy.
Do you really want to come and wrap up the show?
My nigga, is this what you do in my absence?
So,
immunity. Take this knife out of my back.
Damn. Easy, bro. You good?
Yeah, as we were wrapping up the show.
Yeah.
What are you wrapping up the show? What do you mean?
We're finishing.
Wrapping up the show. Like, did he ask you cuck, my man? What did he ask?
No,
you?
He was actually doing really well.
Yeah. Is there anything you'd like to ask?
Oh, no, actually, I did it on purpose. Your Let Honor? Me tell you. I was watching from the other room this whole
mad,
time.
Mad,
Who
mad,
needs
mad.
To go forward?
Bro, I got arrested.
Warwick. You got arrested?
Wait, what?
Yes.
I mean, I was stopped by cops coming here.
So someone, I called, I forgot his friend. His name's PH.
Yeah.
Phoned that nigga 16 times.
Hectic.
Utazong bailer out. He didn't answer. Gandula, he's on my interview.
I was getting stopped by cops.
Nah, I didn't get arrested, man. Fuck.
You actually had a thing.
I was like, what happened here?
Me arrested.
I was waiting for the story.
I was shocked. I was like, how did that happen?
I was waiting for the story.
I didn't get arrested, actually. I was being a single dad.
I see.
These things happen, dog. Yeah. It's about that time of the year.
You didn't nut in someone, right? Huh?
What the?
Just making sure.
Do you have kids?
Do you have kids? Oh, that's me asking. Do you have kids?
Do you have any
this
kids?
This show is wild. See, now that this guy is here.
No, what is
Mom, Dad, yo, I'm sorry for these guys. Because they're religiously on YouTube checking out my videos. So.
You know, this is the type of interview that you do. You don't tell your parents.
Sure, yeah.
You know what I mean?
They will find out.
Ah, no. Bro, but like, by the time they find out, you must be like, downplay.
You're actually lucky this guy was not here for most of the interview. No. It would have not been
what
about
did he
what
say that
spoke.
Was controversial?
Oh, no, nothing. Nothing.
You were the controversial one.
Nothing.
We
you were supposed to be
chat.
Going. No, we were having a very
Getting
nice.
To know him.
Yeah.
You know, who the hell's Una Red?
It feels like one of those situations where, like, PH could have been that good kid, but then bad friends.
Yeah, that he's nailed it.
Black and back home. Yeah. You change
your
friends.
Say your friends, yeah. So now my homie's here. And where the hoes at?
did he answer anything ho related?
Nah.
I'm just, yeah, they, no just, hoes. They just no they hoes. Just heard him.
Is it
once or twice and made good music from that?
Yeah.
Ah, okay. Yeah, so. That's it. But like no side hands, none of that.
Never, bro.
Because what I've always thought about you is you always like you present so clean, you know. Mm. So
and
sometimes
those ones,
when someone presents like that, there must be something, my man.
Damn.
Go on or something. Woman in tech.
Like
hidden agenda.
Yeah, like you're gonna pull a P. Diddy on us for us.
Hey, nah.
No, not,
nah,
not that.
Sure. Hey, no. No.
But
no,
where it's
no,
like
no,
a baby mama will like come out the woodwork and say you don't pay pap geld.
Oh, that's crazy.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
you know those ones where they come out and they're like, fuck this
money.
Nigga dog. He owes me back payments of child support.
Nah, not Rams, man. Mm. Rams is good and clean. Nah,
yeah.
I can speak for
you
him.
You can vouch for him.
Yeah, I've known him since 2018. So
yeah.
We nice.
That's a lifetime.
I mean, not really.
Anything before COVID qualifies as I've known you for a long time.
Yeah. Mm. But
and what
he does present as someone who's smooth with the ladies. Like Tama.
Yeah, but like boyfriend material.
Crazy, you make that sound like a bad thing.
That's nice. I like that.
What?
I wanted to name my project boyfriend material. I'll see if I make that one.
Really?
Oh, that's a nice name.
Yeah.
How fitting.
Yeah,
and I've always taught you boyfriend material. And you know exactly what I mean. I mean, it's like,
yeah, because I was about to be like, dog.
You know, when they look at me, they're like, weekend
good for the
special.
Night.
Yeah, you know. And on occasion.
It's the
good,
tattoo.
Good for the night, not telling my friends.
Yes. Believe it or not, they think of PH exactly the same as boyfriend material, and then he disappoints them. Are you that
but
guy?
But he's a DJ.
Dog. I'm speaking nicely to you. You don't do me like this. Management. What's going on?
Oh my word. So you wanted to name it boyfriend material but decided not to because
that's
if you were here.
But also now like it's like will it make sense? I'm making the wedding pack now.
called The Wedding Pack. So it's wedding music, basically. Yeah, wedding season's coming around, so it's called it Wedding Pack. But Boyfriend Material is actually a dope name.
It's a fire name.
Yes. Yeah. Or Husband Material.
Ish.
Yeah,
that one doesn't have the same ring.
It doesn't have the same punch.
Boyfriend Material is cool.
Yes. Also, you put out something like Boyfriend Material, my man, the DMs are going to light up.
Nah, I'm good. I don't check those.
I think Boyfriend Material is a great... I'm just thinking, I'm putting on my marketing
hat
yeah. And I'm just like, it's a great way to get attention. It's a great way to get listens or streams nowadays. But I'm just like, there's a rollout to Boyfriend Management. I hope you're writing this down. I'll charge you for my shirt. It's all good. But I think Boyfriend Material is a dope name.
It's a dope name.
You know what it also is?
Wedding Pack is cool, that like, but
if you think of like the state of the game at the moment, right? Entertainment across the board.
Sure.
Is something like Boyfriend Material is actually outlandish because the game is nothing like
true.
That. No one's even trying to push that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Regardless of what genre they're in.
Yeah.
Is that it's not what, I don't want to say it's not what's selling, but I honestly think it would be what sells because it's such a welcome change.
Yeah. Yes.
And you do strike me as that guy, jokes aside. So, you know what I mean? If PH had to drop an EP called Boyfriend Material, niggas would be like, hey, for sale.
Get out of here.
Come on. You know? Yeah. But coming from you, perhaps.
Yeah.
Yes. You know, the last person that tried to portray that image, just thinking off the top of my head, was Donald. He had that thing, you know what I'm saying? He was out here on some, yo, I'm a good nigga. Check my red mic out.
Donald's a good man. Mm. Donald's a good homie. I think we must have him on the show so he can speak for himself.
Ooh, like, Donald.
Yeah.
So he can speak and tell us lies, yeah, because the boy.
Was he a player?
Yeah, hardcore.
He used to rock them, actually. Yeah. Why am I asking the question?
Yeah. I know you.
Yeah, he was, yeah. You.
Yes. Una, please don't become that guy, bruh.
Nah, I'm good. Mm. I'm good. I like simple things.
Mm.
Yeah.
What's in the plans for the future with the simple things life?
Damn. Take it around the world, man. Mm. Like I was telling PH, we gotta export the sound.
Mm.
I just want to live in peace, be happy, and impact positive change in my community.
Mm.
Yeah.
What does Una look like in the next 10 years? 5, 10 years?
10 years?
Yeah, let's say 10. 5 is now.
Fair. Mm. I'm a lot more comfortable in my skin.
Sure.
I want to do like an after-school program back home. Because I feel like we have like really dope schools.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
So the educational part is down. But a lot of like what the parents don't believe in.
Oh.
So it'll be like music, sports, arts and culture,
creative
the arts.
Hub.
Yeah.
Creative hub.
Yeah, because I had like a best friend growing up and he was really like athletic.
Sure.
But they never like pushed him in that direction.
Sure.
Mm. Yeah, and I feel like a lot of kids can shine like in that, especially in Venda where I'm from.
Got you.
You're from Venda, dog?
Yeah.
Eh. I won't lie. In Venda, I don't see any of that happening. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's so much talent that we know of that comes from there.
Yeah.
But is there anything sort of like, some of the biggest names come from Venda.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Mm. That have like come on the scene, fucked up, won BET awards, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But it's like, is enough of the attention going in that direction? Because everybody thinks Joburg.
Facts.
There's not enough reinvestment.
Mm. Yes.
And I think that's what he's trying to speak to.
But from whom? Because I don't know if... Is it the responsibility of the artists who come from there to come back and reinvest?
They're
or is it like
the
responsibility? Fortunately, we have a new arts and culture minister and he seems a bit serious about it. But
he's
it's
excited,
like,
which is nice.
Yes, it should come from that side where it's like pattern recognition. It's like, yo, a lot of stars, a lot of fucking talented people are coming out of here pushing this way. Not everyone that comes from that end of the world needs to go into fucking platinum mining.
Sure. I think
you know what I'm saying?
I think on just what you're talking about is to stop the migration to your Joburgs, right? Because once you are talented, and I'll use the Eastern Cape, once you're a talented boxer or rugby player, you're usually poached by, you know, the Sharks, the Bulls, the whatnot.
Yeah, the bigger outfits.
The bigger outfits. Mm. As opposed to if local government and government could be like, yo man, they're stealing the stars from here.
Mm.
Let's develop this place where it's you can have a career within this region and not this thing of migrating from Limpopo to Johannesburg. And then there's an oversaturation. I think that for me has been one of the biggest problems where we're not investing in home. but were migrating to Johannesburg or Gauteng or Hatfield in this particular.
Yeah.
Or Hatfield.
And there used to be, right? Like, as PH says, he's known you since 2018, but
sure.
I mean, we've been in the game since 2009.
Yeah. Sure.
And there used to be these festivals, massive festivals, right, that happened Limpopo side.
Yeah.
One of the guys that did it was Tom, Big Stan.
Sure, Big Stan. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
These were events where you drove all the way from here and it would be like, 20,000 my man,
people,
boss, 25, 30,000 people. There was one called Limpopo Beach Party that Tom used to do. Mm. And what I liked about it is, yes, he would obviously... This lineup had like 100 people, okay? But what he would do is he'd populate the lineup with all the big names that you know from Joburg. But he would also put like the local talent from... And I promise you, when they went on stage and sang to the people, there was like a running joke where it's like, if you book Euphonic and he comes and plays here, people throw peers at the stage. Sure. Because they want to hear the artists that they love. You know what I mean? And the thinking would be that the people there have not become accustomed to, but there's a sound that comes out of there.
True.
Or there's talent that comes out of there that we don't even know about in Joburg.
Sure.
But they're rocking 30,000
numbers,
crowds, you know? Yeah. You're not going to find a festival like that here in Joburg, though.
Mm.
Yeah, other than maybe Spring Fiesta in its heyday.
Sure,
you know?
Sure.
So with all of this market share, you know what I'm saying? Or with such little market share, they're still able to pull off that. So I feel like it's something that you could get supported, and
definitely,
I think it would do well.
Yeah. Mm.
The last time I attended that party, I think, was 2016. I haven't heard of anything since then that's big that side.
I think IROC was the... Well, I think it was DSTV IROC was like the last big festival.
Isn't that around like Polokwane?
Yeah, it was PLK side. Yeah, it was PLK side.
And you're talking more north than Polokwane. You're talking going all the way.
Yeah.
Lephalale vibes.
That's somewhere else.
That's
someone didn't do well in geography.
Wait, Venda's big, bro.
Venda is big.
Yeah.
But it's not Lephalale.
Lephalale is what? Lephalale is...
Isn't that more like the Betty side, like things?
Yeah, but it's the furthest north I've been.
I see.
You know where Lephalale is.
Nope. You guys should come through, man. Like, it'd be sick.
The power station is.
You know me. I like the metros.
PLZ.
PLK.
No, he's international.
Like, dude.
This one.
Huh?
He's international.
I land at the airport, keep it like, you know, keep it here.
Keep it within, driving distance.
Yeah, I'm dusty roads. Nah, we good.
That was always my biggest issue with going all the way out.
I don't
there,
like
dog.
This.
And that's what we're trying to change, bro. Like,
got to drive 5 hours to get to the gig.
My brother.
Yeah. Dog.
At that time, the sun is saying, fuck.
But it's so nice in winter. Like, if there was ever a time to do something in Venda, it's in the winter.
Really?
Because it's still warm. I was like, I was there on Monday,
mm-hmm.
so like Wednesday. I was in like shorts and short sleeve.
Venda and I think KZN or let me say Durban in winter.
Weather's great. Yeah.
Always.
Well, KZN, it still rains. Does it ever rain in Venda?
It does rain.
I heard it doesn't rain there.
It's lightning. Thunder.
It rains from the bottom. The ground just saturates.
What's that thing? And then brooms and stuff.
Witches.
No.
What's the Muti situation like in Venda, though?
I was raised in a Christian family, bro.
Because I was just going to say, you know, advice, you know, from the Grootmans.
Don't mess with us, though.
Yeah, dog. Don't go back too often. You know what I mean? My man, they'll hit you with the thing there. You'll put lotion on your feet every day. Yeah. Schwaban, they'll just be gray.
They'll turn your skin color to pH. And it'll make sense when you speak Vinek.
Vada.
It'll be weird.
Nah, cool, bro. I think it's been a definitely been a pleasure having you in the building.
Yeah.
This kid is a star, man. Mm. I don't.
No, no doubt.
Yeah, man. He's a star. The journey is long,
mm-hmm.
but it will be fruitful.
Mm.
It is fruitful. I think it's not easy. He knows where the destination is.
Mm.
He's just right now, like he's on the journey.
And I love that, Una. Stay focused, dog. You know, I think too often talents like yourself, like, don't get caught up in the hype. I love that you say you were there like Monday till Wednesday. You know what I mean? I love that you still go back home often. You know, a lot of cats, they come out here, they make it big, they start getting noticed. Like,
don't
they forget.
Speak bad about me.
Where?
I've been home in a long time.
What do you mean?
No, you're one of the few.
No. PH.
If the shoe fits.
Because
he didn't say PH.
Like, I didn't say PH.
Like, yo, what are you saying about?
But I mean, like, we don't want to see you. You know, Una is there. You know, he's at this international award show and then he's telling people, no, I took money from a loan shark. Don't do that.
We're not going to judge other people's circumstances.
But you know, we don't want to see it. You know what I mean? We're not judging anyone, but I didn't like to see that. For me, it was
It speaks a lot more to the art, love of the art and like belief in self.
For me, it speaks a lot more to how did we get here? You know what I mean?
Screwed over by label.
Could have been. That's screwed over by label.
No support from industry.
Yes. No, I'm not saying there's a lot of factors wrong here.
I'm not saying
the artist has to get to the point where they're saying that.
Okay.
I see. You understand what I'm saying? The last thing I believe that is, not to say it's her fault or not her fault, it's just like, how did we get here? I used to work at the SABC, right? And our boss was Claudie. And Claudie used to say, he used to have these meetings where he would call everyone, and it was SABC talent, right? Everyone from the soap operas to the news to the people who hosted the shows, down to the artists, like artists from, you know, the industry. And he'd invite everybody there, and then he would come up for his keynote address. And one of the things he used to say, you can't be famous and broke. Mm. It was his opening line. You know, that guy has a way with words. He's also from Venda.
Sure.
But, from that. I'm teasing. So he would say that as a prelude to, when there's an issue, there should be these structures that we follow. And I think sometimes people forget, and then, you know, like you become too proud because you're famous now, or you become too distracted because you have to be this guy. And you just strike me as a dude who always keeps it real. You know, I don't want you to lose that because I really do think you can go far. I think what you're offering is unique. And I love that thing of saying, like, you want to go back and you want to develop the next generation, man. You know, that's important. Am I right, woman in tech?
Yeah, boo.
Okay. I'm sorry for talking about loan sharks. Is that door locked there? Una Rams,
thank you very much for your time, man. Well, like I said, your star is shining bright. You're going very far. Shout out to the new release, the new collab with Idris Elba. It's got a new song with Idris Elba.
My nigga.
Yes, sir.
Video
can you put
dropped?
A word in for me there?
How do you let that man drop that information and you don't secure something?
The video just dropped. Video just dropped. Go out and get it on all streams. But we are looking forward to Boyfriend Material. And we're looking forward to that Calvin Momo feature on Boyfriend Material. That I will get 10% from management, please. I'm joking. But yeah, man, all the best, bro.
Yeah.
Looking forward to every single body of work. Looking forward to everything that you do. Stay up. We love the fact that you are grounded. And yeah, man, just shine, P. Shout out, my dog. Una Rams is in the building. Go out and check us out on all the socials. It is The Shady Podcast. And check us out, of course, on, you know what we haven't been doing?
What?
Pushing Spotify and...
I'll be on... Yo, man, if you listen to the audio only,
Some people listen.
Any, wherever you get your podcasts, we are there for the audio only.
I don't know why, because you must see us. We are
a lot of people actually listen to that thing.
Yeah.
Like audio only.
Do you think it lands...
I don't know if it lands if you can't see, you know, this fantastic set. What do you think, Una?
Great. It's dope. It's
don't look there. Look here.
Look here.
Wow.
My nigga, what?
It's blown away.
I mean, like, look at this brood on the wall there. I mean, what? Saint New York. Saint Andreas. Check out the audio only. Otherwise, obviously, you know, we're out here on YouTube.
Yes.
And make sure you subscribe. Remember, we gave away 50K. We might just give away 100K.
Working on 100K. 100 subscribers, but thank you very much. We'll see you again next week. Take it easy, and if it's easy, take it home. Fucking volume boy. Do you have anything to say? No.
Peace and love, yo.
All right, peace and love.
These smooth niggas are smooth.
Peace and love, yeah.
Well, I'm not easy.